the question was asked about the halachos of clapping hands and dancing on Shabbos. So we're going to begin with the halacha in Simen Shin Lamed Ches. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hashmat kol bichlei shir asur. It is prohibited to play music with a musical instrument on Shabbos. And the idea is that we're concerned that if you play, let's say, on a guitar, and suddenly you notice the guitar is off tune, so you might pull the strings, tighten the strings, and then you make it on key. You get the strings to be on key. And then, in effect, what you've done is you've fixed the musical instrument on Shabbos. And that's prohibited. So our sages said, in order to ensure you don't come to fixing musical instruments, so our sages said, we shouldn't play music altogether on Shabbos. Now, how far this goes, this basically goes with things that are made for music. The issue is most common when people have rattles and toys for children that make noise. So there each person will ask his local Orthodox rabbi what's prohibited and what's permissible, because that also can fall under these categories. Now, in the next siman, Shin Lametet, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes to us halacha, which is a Mishnah in Beitza. The Mishnah says, "En mitapchin lakot kaf el kaf." You can't clap on Shabbos. You can't clap hands. You can't clap on the thigh. Those were two ways that they used to clap. So they used to clap in two occasions in their days. They used to clap out of happiness, and they used to clap out of sorrow. Both were customary. So all of that, Chazal say, fell under the general category of not doing music, because we say if you're gonna do it, you might end up fixing musical instruments. And Chazal extended it to dancing. Ve'lo merakdim, the Shulchan Aruch says, this all falls under the same category. And over here, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that the same thing would be true about snapping one's fingers, or taking a nut in its shell and shaking it before a king, that's the old day rattle, or taking a bell and making it ring before a baby. All of this is usher, all of this falls under the category that Chazal said, a blanket prohibition, don't do things that have to do with music. And that prohibition, at this point, we're understanding, encompasses all things that are made to make noise. Now, the question is, wait a second, L'chora, there shouldn't be a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Simchas Torah, everyone's dancing, right? If we have a wedding, if we have a chatan, so don't people dance? You see in shul, people dance. So that brings us to the Ramah, and the Ramah says, V'hadim sabkin mu'akdin ha'idna, v'lo machin anbu. What about the fact that nowadays the Ramah says, people do dance, people do clap, and you don't see other people telling them, shh, shh, don't clap, don't dance, except for maybe in Machon Meir. But usually people don't do that. I mean, if someone's clapping or dancing, no one comments, the Ramah says. Why? So, the first opinion the Ramah brings is, Mishum demutav shiyu shogigim. We have a rule that if people are doing something, and they're not going to listen to you if you tell them don't do it, so don't say anything. Because it's better that they transgress an error than that they transgress purposely. So if you see someone doing something and you know if you tell him, hey, that's prohibited, I'll continue doing it, don't say anything. If you're certain he's not going to listen, then don't say anything. So that's the first opinion the Ramah brings. That the reason we don't say anything when we see people clapping on Shabbos and Yom Tov or dancing is because they won't listen. And if they won't listen, it's better not to say anything. This way at least they're doing it b'shogeg. They're doing it by mistake. V'yesh omrim. But the Ramah says there are those that say, that nowadays it's permissible to clap and it's permissible to dance, because we're not experts in making any instrument for playing music. And this decree, you can't say that I'm going to come to make a trumpet, I don't know how to make a trumpet, I'm going to come to make a drum, I don't know how to make drums. So therefore, there are those that are of the opinion, and Tosas, if I'm not mistaken, is the one that brings this opinion, that nowadays this decree doesn't apply, it's very uncommon that you have someone who knows how to fix a musical instrument. And the Rama says, maybe based on this, we find that people are lenient in everything. We find people do clap, people do dance. So that's why you find that some people, when they clap, they do it differently. They say, I'm not clapping the regular way. Some people don't clap altogether. And some people clap normally, and either they don't know, or they know, and they say, I'm relying on this Rama.
Which is sound better.
Okay?
So
that's the conglomerate of opinions, more or less. If someone's a Sfardi, and he goes with the Shulchan Aruch, then he is a little bit stuck. But I don't know enough what the Sfardi custom is. The Rama seems to say this is the custom, and we see today it is the custom. As far as I can tell, Sfardim also clap, but it could be that they're going to fall under the first opinion of the Rama, that they just don't know any better. Could be that they don't know. But
I know that many Sephardim know and don't care.
Well, I have to tell you that no, it's a difficult thing for people to swallow. This is one of those zeros that when people hear it, they have a hard time swallowing it. So that brings us to another discussion of how zeros work. We have to recognize that when Chazal instituted the gzeros drabanan, so sometimes it takes on a fashion like a law. You know, sometimes you have a law. The law says, you're not allowed to add an extension to your house without getting a permit. You're not allowed to build a wall in your house without getting a permit. There are all kinds of laws like that, and they're meant to ensure certain things. But if you take it to the letter of the law, really, they can be applied to any little thing. And we once had a rabbi in Merkaz Arav who said he wanted to add a certain wall in his house. And he went to the Iriyah and he said, according to the law, I need an Ishur from you. I need you guys to give me an okay to put up this wall inside my house. He wasn't doing something externally, he was doing something inside his house. So they looked at him and they said, we don't know what you're talking about. So he showed them the law and he said, according to this law, I need you guys have to authorize my doing this. So they said, we're sorry, but you're the first person to ever come here and ask for authorization. We don't have such authorization to give you, even though it says it on the books that we're supposed to give you authorization. No one ever asks, so no one ever gives. So the law is meant for other things, but it encompasses many things. Sometimes in Chazal, when Chazal made a gzera, so it was far-reaching, and Chazal left it that way. And sometimes they had hidden reasons that they didn't tell us, and sometimes it was just to ensure the gzera took hold, took effect. So for example, if Chazal tell us, you're not allowed to take juice that emanates from a press. You have your grapes sitting in a press. Comes Shabbos and you see you run out of grape juice. So you go to the press and you see there's juice that's been trickling out. So you put your cup under it and you get the fresh grape juice and you want to drink that during your meal. So now Allah says you're not allowed to drink that. Why? Because there was a very logical reason that Chazal prohibited this. They said, between me and you, when you stand by that press and you take a cup and you have half a cup full, it's only a second away to put your hand on the press and push down a little bit more and get a full cup, right? So most people, when they're standing there, they're apt to forget for a second that it's Shabbos. You're standing there, you're thinking about your grape juice, you're not thinking about that it's Shabbos. And it's very likely that people will come to push that press and get more grape juice. Okay, we could understand that. So Chazal made a gzera, they made a decree that we're not allowed to have mashkin shezavu. We're not allowed to take liquids, juice that flowed forth on Shabbos. We're not allowed to drink it. We're not allowed to drive benefit from that. But when Chazal worded that gzera, they said when you have some new food item that comes forth from in a different fashion from another food item, you may not eat it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that includes a chicken that lays an egg. So you'll say, well, I can't squeeze the chicken to make an egg come out. It's a little bit funny to say it falls under that category. But the way Chazal worded the gzeira, it encompasses a chicken laying an egg as well, and that's the halacha. Yeah?
But after Shabbat and after Yom Tov, we are allowed to benefit from it. And
right, you didn't. Why not?
No,
later. Okay, so in summation, we said that the basic gzeira, the basic decree that the rabbis instituted was that we shouldn't play musical instruments on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And part of that was that we shouldn't dance on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The custom is to do it. Either the reason is because people don't know and we don't bother telling them because they won't listen, Or the Rama offers another explanation. He says there's an opinion, the opinion of Tosfos, and one can rely on that. Maybe they're relying on the opinion of Tosfos that says that being that most people nowadays don't know how to fix musical instruments, so this decree doesn't apply.
Because of Rav, don't apply.
Oh, but you see.